We're here at a Baptist college. I was looking like a Pentecostal.
Okay, atro.
Welcome back, Alex.
Hey, Trent.
It's great to see you again.
I love being across the table and seeing a mic. And then behind that mic, your face.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yep, I do.
And I'm glad that our listeners are back.
I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad that we made it into your daily routine. Maybe someone is playing this out loud, and you have no choice but listening.
Yeah, sorry.
And you're like, please turn this off.
Would you please?
I just want a quiet car ride, and I don't need these two losers listening to us. I mean, talking to us.
Yeah, we're listening. We sure are listening to you.
Hey, me and Trent, we're going to take 5 seconds to listen. You can tell us anything you want. Ready?
All right.
Oh, what?
Why would you say that?
That is so crazy. All right.
That was sweet, though, at the same time. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Jennifer.
That means a lot.
I don't know a Jennifer, I don't think.
I know one.
That listen. Do you know one that listens?
No.
Then, yeah. Well, maybe we'll get one.
That's right. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tucked In Tea podcast. For those who have no idea who they're listening to, my name is Trent.
And my name is Alex.
And we both are hosts of this fantastic podcast. Some would say co-hosts, but really we're just hosts.
We're one co-host. We're one host.
There's no co here.
Just host.
No confusion. Just hosting.
Anyway, well, what's the name of this thing again?
This is a mic.
Ah.
Microphone.
I mean, like, we're uploading this and we're calling it what?
Apple Podcast?
No, it's like the name of this thing, of this podcast.
Oh, the name of the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Tucked In Tea podcast.
Oh, it's a Tucked In Tea podcast.
Alex, I like that your tea is tucked in today.
Thank you.
It looks swell.
I'd be like method acting.
That's good. That's really good.
Trent, something happened to me this week.
Oh, yeah?
That happens to a lot of people, and it's definitely happened to you before.
Okay, you fell asleep.
No. I did.
Okay.
No, I got a cramp.
Okay.
But, okay, so I played basketball for the first time in a few months. In a few months. And this was intense basketball. I played for probably about, like, 2.5 hours, maybe.
Yikes.
And just, like, constant playing. I probably sat out, like, one game, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was a lot. And I'm just getting over the sickness, and so I was kind of having trouble breathing.
I see.
You know, that asthma was getting to me.
The old asthma.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to say.
It's hard to pronounce.
But it's hard
easy
to
have.
It's really easy to have. But it was so hard for me to breathe in the game. And so, like, my core, I could feel it in my core. Just, like, it was tight when I was playing. And so I got done playing, went back, took a shower. And we were having a Devo at school where all the dorms were getting together and it was combined. And so we're sitting in this Devo. So the preacher, he comes up, the one who's going to give the Devo. And I've been feeling all right. But all of a sudden, I get this cramp on my left side of my abdomen.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty bad. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm in that little lean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, starting to look like a banana a little bit. I'm leaning and I'm trying to, you know, relax it and stuff. And he's having to stand up. And I can't barely stand up. And then I get a cramp on the other side. And now on both sides of my abdomen are these cramps that I've never felt before. It was awful. And I just could not help but sit back. And I looked, I mean, I was trying to contain it.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to, you know, not look like I have a cramp. But I'm sure if you saw me,
it looked like everyone knew.
Yeah. I mean, we were here at a Baptist college. I was looking like a Pentecostal. I was shaking. I was moving. I was, you know, it was tough.
In ways you never thought you could.
You know, cramps will make you do things you never thought you would. You know,
if
I get a cramp in my arm, I might slap someone's grandma.
Might. Big just, might.
So, just be
cramps
careful.
Will cost
cramps.
You more than you want to pay. Take you further than you want to go.
Slap your people you never wanted to slap.
Yeah. Beware the cramps.
They're out there to get you.
That's why our sponsor today is Pickles.
Oh, yes, because pickles help with cramps.
Right? Yes, apparently. That's what they say.
That's why at marathons. That's why they call it pickle marathons.
Oh, so like a pickle-thon?
Yeah. Yeah, pickle-thon.
You ever heard about mustard, too? Mustard helps.
Really?
Yeah, sodium, potassium, something. This is awesome. Bananas.
This, you're naming things I don't like. Okay, I like bananas.
Yeah.
But pickles and mustard?
So maybe that's why you get cramps.
I'm lacking in my
some mustard-covered pickles. Mustard
consumption. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta get in the jar and in the bottle.
Get into the jar. Just get into the jar.
You gotta do that.
Drink it. Hey, Alex.
Yo.
Yeah, there was a couple things this week that I thought about. I got interested in and wanted to start as a hobby.
Really? I have one that I think I want to start. I came up with today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to share one? You say the other one?
Yeah.
That you got? Okay.
Let's do that way.
So something I thought about was I would be interested in working, in the area of leather.
Hmm. Wait, tell me more.
Well, I want a leather.
Leather? You just
I want a leather.
Oh.
I want a leather.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I was, there was another guy at school that goes here and he had a satchel. Like mm-hmm. a pretty nice yeah. satchel for his books. And when I was looking at it, it had like his initials on it. I asked him, he made it. He made his satchel. And oh. it's nice. And so I thought, I like leather. Leather's classy. Leather's vintage. How hard would it be just to start dabbling in the area of leather working? So I looked up some kits. And so it's going to cost, obviously, a chunk of money to get started. But I thought maybe one day I'll keep it in my back pocket. I'd need a workspace, but it'll be fun to make wallets. That's yeah. how he said he started off by making wallets.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Then you can make whatever you want wow. out of leather.
You'll be a leather master.
Be pretty cool. Leatherman.
Is that what they called?
Well, no. I asked him. I said, so what do you call it? And he said, just leather working is what I call it.
Oh.
Leather work.
Dude, because there's like woodwork, mm-hmm. leather work.
Yep.
Anything else?
Work.
Work, work.
Pickle work.
Pickle work. Mustard work.
Banana work.
Cramp work.
Mm-mm.
Not that. Stay away no. from there. Call out.
Busy work. Homework.
Now we're just getting to depressing stuff.
All right. What was your hobby?
Or today? Okay. So we were doing visits today for bus visitation. And, excuse me. And you know how like some people on their curb, they have, you know, their number of their house?
Yeah.
And oftentimes, they like to be a little creative. And we're in Oklahoma, and so everyone seems to have an OU, which is their main football team.
Yeah.
OU football team. Everyone seems to have that logo next to their number.
It's very common. So,
I was just like, these peoples are worn out. I saw four of them today that were worn out.
Yeah.
So, why don't I just get on that? And I fix it up for them, and I do it for people who don't have it. And next thing you know, I'm spray painting on a sidewalk. OU. How do you feel about that?
That brings around some concerns from my end.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like, that's the city property.
Oh, you can do that. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. The city owns the street. That's who puts it on. There's the city. Puts on the numbers and that. But
like, for real?
Yeah, I'm for real.
Like, I've seen people do that before, though.
I'm sure they could do it to their own property, yeah. I'm sure they can.
Oh.
I'm sure they paid you, but I'm saying, I think usually it's the city who does that. So they might, if you start doing that, they might say, hey. But Oklahoma City is huge.
Yeah, hey, who's going to stop me?
Who,
Mr. Oklahoma City? Is he going to come to my
big OKC
dorm room and knock and say, hey.
Give me your spray paint.
Yeah, and your OU.
That's letters. An interesting thing, though. Hey, see a need, feel a need. That's the tucked in way.
Mm-hmm.
You said, hey, this looks like it needs refurbishing. Recurbishing. I'm going to recurb and refurb your curb. Oh!
Ooh.
There you go.
Refurb your curb.
Refurb your curb with me. Alex.
Join the club.
Join the club. You're weird up.
When I was thinking about that business idea, it reminded me of when me and you went door to door.
We did. Oh, have we not told that on here?
I don't think we have.
Okay. Yeah, that was a fun time. We were bored one day.
Very bored.
And so we decided that we were going to do something random. We're like, hey, let's go knock door to door. Because it was a pretty nice area of town. And so we said, hey, let's go door to door and just offer our services to people.
Yeah, so we didn't know what that would end up. We would just knock on a door and we'd say, hey, is there anything that you need done around the house that we can do in exchange for money?
That's literally what we said.
Pretty much, almost every time.
And people were nice about it.
Some people said, hey, no. Some people said, definitely not. Some people said, you're in the right spot, but we just don't need help.
Yeah.
And then we knocked on the door.
I would like to set this little disclaimer also that we did have tracks. We were handing out tracks too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was a little like tag team. Here's what we said actually, because we were interning for the church. So we said, hey, this is the church we're interning for this summer. And we were wondering if there's something we could do around your property to help you out for some cash.
Yeah. So, you know, dual door knocking.
Door knocking.
You can tell people about Jesus.
Dual motives.
And make a couple bucks at the same time.
That's right. Don't do it every day.
No, because then it's pretty vain.
But for a one-time thing, it's fun.
You know, I think we have room for once a month. I think you can do it.
Once a month.
You can make money off of G.
No.
Yeah, so we knock on this door, and it happens that the man in the house, it was a man and woman, as it should be.
Amen. That's right.
It was the man in the house, he had just tore his ACL.
Aye.
And
he's probably cramping up, and he didn't listen to his body.
Maybe. He didn't have playing a ball. Pickle. He needed a pickle.
Or mustard. Would have solved it.
Maybe. But... He tore his ACL, so the wife was like, actually, our lawn needs to be mowed. And we were like, perfect, we'll do it. We didn't even give her time to think about it, really. We said, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, she was very much like, are you sure? Like, yeah, we're sure.
Right? She's like, right now? Like, uh-huh.
Yeah, yep.
And so right away, we go back there. I'm in, like, jeans and white shoes.
Yeah, it was rough.
And Trent was wearing white shoes, too. We were not really prepared to mow lawns.
No. I don't know what we expected. Well, we weren't planning on going out and doing this anyway.
Yeah.
But so,
hey, see a need, fill a need.
That's right. That's the motto of this. That actually ties into something the Lord spoke to me about this week. Ooh. So that's the theme of this episode.
Stay tuned.
That's right.
Awesome. That's kind of cool. And then I was going to say, so we just mowed the lawn for about like an hour and a half, maybe less. And we made $60.
Yep, 30 each. Then we promptly went to Brahms. No, I'm kidding. Actually, did we? We did.
Yeah, we did. Got some ice cream celebratory.
We did go to Brahms.
Got some nice and good and cold and
that was very generous delicious of ice them
cream. Mm-hmm. To spend $60. It was so much because we didn't tell them how much to give.
No. I was expecting 20, 30.
Yeah, 20, 30 for 25. Both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they blessed us with $60. And honestly, we tried to go back because I gave him my phone number or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, hey, if the grass grows back, if it does, we can do it for you.
I think it was out of pity.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
But yeah, we only mowed the lawn once. But we're grateful for it.
Money gained by pity is better than no money gained by any other means.
Money is money.
Money, 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 money. I had another idea for a second stream of income.
What was it? Besides Patreon.com.
Besides Patreon. That's right. Plug for the Patreon. Tucked in Tea Podcast on Patreon. Look us up.
It's a dollar a month. You know, can't hurt your bank account, but it really helps ours.
It could, but it won't.
It won't.
It won't.
You know, you find a dollar on the ground every day and you don't pick it up.
That's right. Did you know... 9 out of 10 people see a dollar on the ground every day. Don't pick it up.
So sad.
Sad.
That's 9 patrons.
If you never do, if you don't see a dollar bill every day, that means you're the one that doesn't out of 10.
Wow.
Let's see. Anyway, also, on that note of Patreon, me and Alex have been dabbling with a couple merch ideas.
And they're coming soon.
Yes. We have two demos that we got done. I say demo. I don't think demo...
Sure, let's just use that.
Sure. We have two,
Mock.
That's right. Mock merches that we got in. Well, one's on the way. ones we already did. So we're playing around with it. Hopefully get that to you all soon.
Soon. But as for now, we have our stickers still.
Still have stickers.
Just a few left.
Just a few.
You know, just we're selling out fast.
So if you need another one. So
if you need another one, remind them of the price.
We're doing a $1 for one.
Only if you're a patron.
Only if you're a patron. Other than that, we're doing $2 for one and $3 for two.
Yep. And then I'm going to say it right now. Let's see if Trent says we're selling them or not.
Okay.
Posters.
Oh, potentially. Potentially. We got to, there's a little bit of work to do on that.
Yeah, but I think they enjoy them. Hey, signed posters, by the way.
Signed posters. We'll write you, tell us what you want written on there. Like as a note from us, we'll write something on there. As long as it's tucked in and we're good.
Okay, so look out. Maybe they won't be on just yet, but look out on Instagram post. We'll be posting posters soon.
Hey, exciting things happening here at Tucked in Tea Studios.
Yep, so you can find it on Instagram. That is the Tucked in Tea Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram. So keep an eye out there for posters coming out for sale.
That's right. And a way to earn money to buy posters, I was thinking of this. So someone mentioned something to me. Have you ever heard of like, I guess maybe it's going around. I just hadn't heard wind of it yet. It hadn't caught in my sails yet. That people do like apply just to do voiceovers for things and narrations. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't think so.
Like it's a big platform thing going on where like people will submit their voice and just to like a certain website, like a certain company. And then big companies like all the big companies that you would think of, big companies,
McDonald's,
all the Walmart. Big companies. Yes. All those companies are on there and they want voices for their commercials. They want them for ads. People want for like children's books. They want narrators. And the thing is now people are trying to get away from using like voices that sound almost like too perfect. Cause then it's like, it's not really relating to people cause it sounds too good. So they want normal people to voice their things so that people relate. Cause it's like, that's a normal human's voice.
Yeah.
So regardless of that, I heard that. And as soon as I heard about possibly narrating a children's book, I thought that would be so fun.
That'd be
so cool. So there's a application fee, but once you get that fee taken care of, you just send like a little, they have you do a little, run through a little test for your voice. Then you send it out there. People contact you and you
cool.
can get paid just to cool. talk. So, and I figured, hey, we have microphones, so I might try it out. Maybe not. I don't know. I would love to just narrate some children's books.
For sure. That's actually very cool.
So we'll see what happens with that. But nothing's happened yet. Oh, funny story about that. I tried to go on one website and like go through it and it was like too easy. Cause it said, hey, usually the application fee is like $168, but today it's $19 for you. And I said, So I didn't go to the pay page. I went and looked up, is this real? I said, is this company real? And he said, absolutely a scam. So I backed out of it.
Okay, thankfully.
Then I found another one that was very legit and it was backed by big, big brands like Apple, like Netflix, like Peacock.
That's pretty cool.
Big, big brands. So we'll see what happens. I'm not saying you're going to hear my voice on Peacock anytime soon, but I just thought it'd be a funny thing. I'm not saying I have some extremely amazing voice. It'd be fun to
it's
do.
It's very normal.
I think it's below average. So if they want people to relate, they need a below average voice. Anyway, that was a fun little thing. So by next week, I'll be all over the media as my voice, and I'm going to be doing leather work.
You have a commercial.
Well, Eli, where did that come from?
Who's Eli?
Why, Eli over here is out in the curbs.
You just call me Eli?
I don't know. Apparently. Well, I have no idea why Eli snuck into my brain.
The Tucked in Tea Podcast with Eli and Trent.
Eli, Alex, and Trent. Alan changed his name to Eli. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Al. Ally.
Hey, football's back.
I know. College football is back in business, and I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm obviously a Nebraska fan.
Woo.
It's the only sports we have, really.
Huskers,
so just,
Huskers, Huskers.
Just pity me.
Do you hear him? Do you hear him?
Huskers, Huskers, Huskers. Yep, so actually we're playing right now as we are recording.
Wow, what's the score?
I don't know. You talk about your team.
So my team is the Michigan Wolverines. Go Blue. I think we mentioned that before on the podcast. But I'm not even close. I am absolutely a Michigan Wolverine fan. So we're playing tonight, 6:30, first game of the season. Super pumped about it. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, it is 7-7.
All right, who are you playing against?
UTEP.
Are they the gold miners that look like a skeleton?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Purple and yellow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where are they from?
Utah.
Really?
Utah? I have no idea. Say the acronym again.
UTEP. I'll look it up.
Utah EP? Mm-hmm. Utah Tech Educational Program.
Oh, you are so close.
I don't think so.
You are so close. All right. It stands for this. You wouldn't believe it. Neither would I. But it stands for, if I could find it, I'll just keep filling it up by hyping them. UTEP, the greatest people to come out of El Paso is the University of Texas at El Paso.
Oh, I was not even close.
Yeah, I would never have guessed that.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, I mentioned football to say this, that yesterday I was watching a game, and we were at some people's house, and we were watching the game, and the announcer, she said something that made me like, I was like, why in the world are they paying this guy? Because he goes, well, they're about to, it was like third down. He's like, if they don't get the first down here, they'll have to kick a field goal. And I was like, okay, that's pretty obvious. He goes, I don't think they want the field goal. I think they'd rather have a touchdown. I was like, yeah, I think so.
You think?
Yeah, I think they'd rather score a touchdown every time.
That's so funny. As an announcer, just doing...
Yeah, like, so we would just say throughout the game then, like, whenever they'd get three and out, which is, you know, they get out real quick, we'd be like, oh, well, they just didn't want to score there.
They just didn't want to. If they should have, but they didn't want it.
And also, I had someone who's watching with me. He said he doesn't watch football at all, like really ever. He said the only time he watches football is when people invite him to watch.
Okay.
And he said, we mentioned OSU, which is the University State of Oklahoma.
University State of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State University, that's what it is called. And he was like, honestly, I loved seeing...
what?
He said, honestly, I loved seeing OSU win the Super Bowl.
What?
If you don't know... college football does not have a Super Bowl. They have a national championship. Very close.
But there's no Super Bowl.
And also, they haven't won the national championship in the past long time.
Ever? Question mark?
I'm sure they have. But anyway, but then he says this. He goes, but I just don't like Patrick Mahomes.
What? OSU just got Patrick Mahomes on the field. So he didn't even go there.
I know.
He went to Texas Tech.
I know.
What?
And then he just went on. Like, we started laughing at him. And then he's like, and his voice is just so weird. And he's just talking about Patrick Mahomes. And we're like, do you know what you just said?
OSU. There's no way you accidentally say OSU for Kansas City.
Well, he said he gets mixed up.
Whoops.
I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to mention
that. Thinking back to that announcer, it's like, it's like, you know, the receiver drops the ball. I think he wanted to catch that. It's like, you think so?
They lose the game on a Hail Mary.
I think they wanted to win.
I think the coach wasn't trying to lead them to a losing season.
Hey, new season, first game. He's a little nervous, okay?
Okay, so I think they want to lose the first four, if I heard right.
First four games, they're going to want to lose. After that, they're going to pick up the pace.
And then they're going to start wanting to win.
Then they'll want it. You got to want it.
It's all in the want.
Want it. See a need, fill a need. Want it.
Want it. You know what I want?
Some ice cream.
I want... Hit it! Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now, it's time for fan mail. Fan mail, Trent.
Fan mail. That's what you wanted?
That's what I want.
That's what I want, too. So I'm glad we're wanting the same stuff.
You mind checking the first fan mail for us?
All right, opening up mail with my letter opener.
We always appreciate when you guys leave fan mail. You can reach us at tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com. That's the tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com. You send us email, basically whatever you'd want us to send. You can send us, well, what let's give me an example of what they could send. Who's this come from?
Okay, so this one is a... He's a returning fan mailer.
Uh-oh.
Yet again. Joshua Schmidt.
Josh Christmas.
He says, https://forward/forward/ www.lowes.com. He said another, he said a fan. Another fan to the mail, but this time it was a ceiling fan with a link to it.
Oh, because I asked for a link.
So now we can purchase the ceiling fan.
Well, take a look at that. I'll click the link. Take a look at that fan. How much do you think that fan could cost? Maybe we might have to get that in here.
Yeah, it's a little toasty in this car.
This is the third
podcast. No, we're not back in the car.
Not back in the car. We're in another room. But this is the third podcast in a row I've been sweating while recording. So
It's hard stuff, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell me the cost of this fan. I'm going to say about $69. Oh, $69.99.
No. Trent.
$68.99?
No.
Okay. $600?
Be quiet. I thought you had it on the almost on the dot. And you said 60, and I thought you were going to stop there. Oh, it's $59.98.
Ah, man.
Wow. I thought you would be so close. My eyes
I should have stopped. I should have stopped. That's okay. I don't have to be right.
But hey, thank you, Josh, for that.
That
fan. That mail.
That's very awesome of you.
I really do. I like it. I don't care if what you send in. Keep sending it. Fans, maybe mails, send in anything. All right, and then we have one more fan mail from Michelle Hoover. She says, just wanted to write and say thank you for your podcast. A lot You're of welcome. Podcasts I listen to are preaching/teaching/motivational.
Okay.
So getting a little break from the really heavily listening, is so fun. She goes, thank you for providing no meaning and value. No.
Well, that's what we're here for.
She says, my kids even think it's great. I have two boys and a girl, ages 4 to 9. Perfect. That's our audience.
There they are.
She goes, I appreciate the hilarious, clean content. Thank you for making the drives back and forth to school more fun for the Hoover family.
Wow. We're part of the family.
Awesome. And she leaves her occupation, where she's from, which I probably won't, disclose.
Yeah, don't do that.
Unless she wants
to.
Nope, she doesn't.
Nope. Okay.
But she gave a PS. She says, I attached a few design ideas for future t-shirts, and here they are. Trent, come look at these. Okay, here we go. There's this one. Where is it? Oh, come on.
Are you able to send me a...
Okay, there's that.
Okay.
All right.
Not bad.
So, like, all that is on the tee. Okay.
I like that.
Oh, you see a little Narbis in the pocket?
No way.
Wait, that's a detail.
Hello. We're going to have to start paying her.
If we use that, you know, royalties are coming your way.
That is insane. How? Okay.
That's pretty good. Okay.
There's a turtle in the t-shirt pocket. Little Narbis.
We'll post these designs on the Patreon.
Possibly.
What do you mean possibly?
We might want to release them as merch confidentially.
There's this.
Okay.
Another version of that. I like that one a lot. Okay. And then here is the third one. Trent, react as though you've never seen a shirt before in your life.
Okay.
I like this one the best,
actually. Whoa. Okay, yeah. I'm a fan of that. I like that a lot.
Wow. Well,
I can't believe that I'm going to address specifically. I can't believe you took time out of your day to not only listen, then write us a phenomenal email. But then you put in the extra, you saw the need, and you filled the need of sending us artwork?
See the need, fill the need.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our pockets. For the
kind words. Honestly, what she just said was exactly the purpose
of this podcast.
What she says, you know, getting a little break from the heavy listening. Remember, we're not here to enlighten the mind. We're just here to lighten the mood.
That's right. We saw the need. And we're filling the need.
So we're providing hilarious, in quotes, hilarious and clean
content. Like, she put that in quotes, like, hilarious.
No, as in, I'm quoting her. I'm quoting
okay. Her. I was going to say, I've never thought of myself as hilarious once.
Or clean.
What?
No, I've never thought of myself as hilarious either. But, hey, I'm glad, you know, kids ages 4 to 9 do.
Kids these days. Laugh at anything.
So, thank you so much. I love that. It fires you up. Every time we get fan mail, I'm just like...
Thank you. Ugh. Please send more.
We're just, you know, I feel like now we're just beginning this podcast. We have so many years ahead of us.
It's like, throughout the week, we're like, should we do another one?
And then I just open this Gmail account.
It's like smelling salts. It just, woo!
Let's record. We start talking for 45 minutes.
And we talk for 45 minutes, and then we get sad again. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, but no, we do want to elevate our podcast game with merch, and we're really trying to develop some stuff.
Yeah, so.
And that may just have gotten us there, so.
Thank you, and that's
Super thanks.
Yes, super thank, much thank. That's all for.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Trent, do you remember your locked in, locked outs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember mine.
I got no feedback, though.
I got one feedback.
You sure got some feedback?
Okay, so my locked in was someone who had eaten fish in the last 3 days of listening.
Right.
And Trent, it didn't happen. I don't know. I don't know why.
That's too bad.
What are they doing?
Why don't they eat some fish?
So, I didn't get any confirmation, which is very sad.
Rumor has it you were running around telling people to eat fish. You had a raw fish in your
I was your trying. Hand. I had an earbud and I had sushi in my hand.
Said, here, listen and eat.
Yeah. But no one wanted to take my hand sushi, so.
That's too bad.
Trent, who was your locked in?
My locked in was someone who was the youngest of 4 siblings, right?
And nothing? Yeah, yeah.
I got nothing. No feedback. So, oh well. Down for the count.
Well, okay, and then my locked out was someone who was allergic to nuts. And now I realize I should have just switched them around because I had 2 people who are allergic to nuts that listened.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, my locked out, I apologize to my locked outs.
That's too bad.
Please consider yourself locked. I'm very sorry.
No, you locked him out.
No, please. Give him one more chance.
No.
Give me one more chance.
You're done. My locked out was someone who swam the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Got no feedback.
Nothing.
Nothing. But today while visiting for bus visitation, one of the young boys said that he was swimming yesterday, so I almost just started playing the podcast out loud so I could hear it. That would count. But I didn't. I resisted temptation.
Just threw a speaker in their pool.
I just...
Oh, electronical.
What do you think we sound like underwater?
Someone told me one time that they were listening to our podcast on 2x speed. And that our laughs were like... That the laughs were so funny. And that what? We just sounded so crazy.
Okay.
So
I'm going to try that.
I like to imagine.
You can listen to this in about 2.5 minutes if you wanted to.
Just as fast as you can. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it. Something like that.
Something like that.
Locked in, locked out for this week.
For this week, my locked in is someone who has finished a book in the last month.
Lifetime.
No, in the last month. Someone who has finished a book in the last month.
Oh, I feel like that's a guarantee.
I don't know.
I read a book of the Bible in the last month. Does that count?
I want a hard copy. Like, you have to read a hard copy. Okay, how about this?
What if your Bible's hard copy?
But it's not one book.
The Bible is one
book. You know what I mean. Don't go there. Okay, let's do a week. Let's do a week. Let's do a week.
Oh, I wasn't saying you had to change it.
No, you pressured me.
All right.
I fell into it.
I saw the need.
Felt the need. So, if you have finished a book in the last week, do me a solid, send me a text, tell me you listened, and I'll be pumped. Okay?
Or just email us.
Yeah, you can do that. You can definitely do that.
You can for sure do that. TuxandTeaPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, absolutely. You're locked in for this week?
my lectin for this week. I'm going to do someone who is a fan of I was going to name a conference of college football, but I don't know if it's a conference anymore. Is the Big East still a conference?
In football, I have no idea. I know in basketball it is.
Okay, let's redo that. I want someone who is legitimately a Yale fan.
Oh, man.
I want a Yale fan.
You're trying to... Maybe I have to send some targeted ads up there.
Yale.
Do you know where it
is? Can I give a couple teams?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they're pretty... I want either UTEP.
Okay, yeah.
Yale. Or Fresno State. Give me a Fresno State fan.
Okay. Can you tell them what constitutes a fan?
A fan is someone who... And doesn't just say that that's their team, but they keep up with it.
Would you constitute Joshua Smith as a fan?
Yeah.
With all his fans. He sent 3 fans in, and I bought all 3. I can't help it.
Yeah, they're all going in here. Feels like a tornado, but it's fine. It's fine. So Alex is still sweating.
I always am. Looks like Big East is a... They do have football, but...
They do. Do you recognize any teams?
UConn.
Okay. I'll just stick with what I had. UTEP, Yale, Fresno State. One of those fans are my locked in. Or player, or coach, for that matter.
All right.
Do we have a Fresno State player out listening?
That'd be so wild.
That's crazy. Okay, did you say I locked out yet? Do we lock anybody out, Alex?
No.
Who's outside? Who's knocking?
So my locked out is someone who is wearing ripped jeans.
Okay, who's wearing ripped muscles.
Who's absolutely jacked.
Done. Alex is.
What did I say? You don't count. Okay.
Alex,
but no, ripped jeans. So if you're wearing ripped jeans, I don't think you're the kind of person that listens to this.
Wow. Okay. That's okay.
Oh, and I'm talking about... Okay, I'm not talking about, like, their work jeans. You know? So sometimes, you know, you're wearing jeans that you work in, and they just happen to, you know...
They happen to get a little
get
nick.
Get caught by a nail. I'm talking, like, you bottom ripped because you think it's stylish.
You said, hey, look at this. These are damaged.
You know what my grandma would say? Well, I hope you got those half off.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
Okay, who's your lockdown?
Maybe I could sell leather patches.
Oh, to cover my ripped jeans.
Yeah.
Oh.
My lockdown's an Ohio State fan. Player. Coach.
Cool. All
right, you're thinking of football. If Coach Day is listening, I think that's his name. I forget. I don't want to think about him.
I don't think about Ohio State often.
If I do, it's not with good intent.
Trent. Okay, so a long time ago, we asked on Instagram to give us topics to speak on because we were recording back-to-back. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, well, someone gave us a prompt, and I ignored it.
Okay.
I didn't just ignore it. It's because they sent it after we recorded. But anyway, they came up to me in real life, and they were like, hey.
That's how they talked.
I just want to keep them anonymous.
Okay.
Said, you
that's
did,
pretty ominous.
She said, this word for word, consider me locked. No, she said, consider me untucked because you didn't talk about my topic, and so I'm not going to listen anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now we are going to, I'm going to bring that up.
Okay, let's talk about
it. So this is what she said, word for word. Talk about if you think people from different countries sneeze with an accent.
No.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. I don't think...
You don't think they do?
No, because sneezing is not pronouncing anything. It's just air exiting your body.
But it's like how you pronounce things.
So you think every person from Germany sneezes the exact same way? Everyone from Scotland sneezes the exact same way?
Yeah, like...
Uh-uh.
Maybe from Mexico, they... Achoo!
Okay, I don't know. I guess maybe...
Achoo!
I guess maybe okay. Maybe you're onto something there.
Oh,
I say achoo yeehaw.
Oh, that's you're from the South,
say.
Huh?
No, I'm actually from the Midwest. You know that. I say achoo. Oh, Oh.
What if I, where is this from? A Chaw-saw, dude.
Switzerland.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, actually, top of the morning to ya?
I think you've got to be from Scotland, huh?
Scotland. Hey, you're not from Scotland, are ya? Achoo. Achoo. I have no clue.
Let me think of one.
Hey, don't you know achoo, eh?
Minnesota.
Sure.
Achoo, don't you know.
That's funny.
Achoo, man. Hey, brother. Achoo, brother. That's actually not that good.
That was pretty good. That was much better than Where's I could from? Do. I don't know.
So you don't know.
Is this an African sneeze?
No, Jamaican.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Achoo. Okay, achoo.
Achoo.
Oh, is that mean? Are we
not,
bullying people?
Because we did our own. We did Midwest. So we're
achoo-ope.
Achoo-ope. Achoo-ope.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Achoo.
What was that?
Achoo. Choo. Choo. Hang. Choo.
We're so silly. We're so dumb.
I don't know why I was acting that out with my arms.
Yeah, he was flailing.
No one could see me, but
so maybe people do sneeze with different accents. I stand corrected.
Accents are a thing. I looked up a couple facts about accents, and one was that that you actually start getting your accent before you're even born.
In the womb?
Yeah. And so, like, even, like, when you become a baby, you cry differently, depending on, like, where you're from.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, your cry as a baby has an accent.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Hey, wow, wow, wow.
How would Trump's baby cry?
Where, where? Crying, don't you care? I can't do Trump today. Hold on. And you look at what's happening, and quite frankly, people are crying. Where? Who's the baby? Where is he at it?
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay, no, wah, wah, wah.
Ja.
So people actually do cry in different accents.
Yeah. So in 2009...
Oh, I'm crying, don't you know?
In 2009, they did a study that they monitored 60 newborns. 30 of them were French, 30 of them were German. What does that sound like?
I have no idea. I don't do French.
Oui, oui? No. Well, well. They found that the French babies cried in a rising note. Whereas German babies, German babies cried with a falling melody, matching the rhythmic patterns of their native languages.
Crazy, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Apparently, it's how they bond with their mothers.
Okay.
So hey, that's a cool way we're designed.
That's pretty awesome.
Divinely designed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Accent. Your accent can be determined by the amount of pollution that's in the air.
What?
Yep. Those born in England's capital during the 1800s and 1900s were distinguished by their distinctive slang, unhealthy appearance, and weak stature. However, voice also played a huge role. The accent of the Londoners was affected by the need to breathe heavily through their mouth due to the congested nasal passages.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening.
And that's when Winnie the Pooh was created, I think.
Oh, bother.
You know that deaf people have accents?
Oh.
As in, like, sign language. Sign language has accents.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't copy-paste it. That's actually unfortunate. But what I read was that like the word hospital, I'm trying to think of it now, in Pennsylvania is different than everywhere else because that's just the way that they sign it over there. So you better hope you're not...
Oh, so they have like their own unique symbols.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Just like the word that they were said was hospital. Like that's what I remember at least. Sure. So you better hope that you're not in trouble in Florida and you're from Pennsylvania and deaf.
Because then you're... Yeah, that'd be bad.
They're like, I don't know what you're saying or what you're signing. And you're in trouble, so...
I would not have thought that.
Yeah, I mean, the accents go all the way even to Bible times.
You're kidding.
I'm not. You really? Know that story?
Remind me.
So it's like the story about... honestly, I don't remember.
Oh, Shibboleth?
Yeah, there we go.
Is that the story you're trying to think of?
Yeah.
I don't know the exact context, but when there are two armies fighting.
Yeah, and then like one group of people, I'm trying to think of where they're from. Is that Ephraim?
Ephraim.
Yeah.
Ephraim.
They probably said it weird because their accent, but.
Ephraim.
But these people couldn't say the word.
Shibboleth
correctly. And so I'm trying to think without butchering the story, but.
So they were fighting the war and some people were like, escapees were coming from the other army and saying like, hey, they want to cross over this river, mm-hmm. this creek or something. And he's like, hey, can I cross over? And he's like, well, are you one of us? And he's like, yeah, I'm one of you. He says, okay, we'll say the word Shibboleth. And now the opposing army could not pronounce the word the same.
Yeah, they couldn't do the sound sh. So it always come out as s. So like Shibboleth.
They're like Shibboleth.
No, Shibboleth.
Like, what was the word? Like, Shibboleth. Like, country of origin?
Shibboleth.
Shibboleth.
Oh.
S-H. And they spelled it. Like, no, we need you to say it. Can you say it? S-H. No, no. Can you say the word, please? Shibboleth.
And then they killed every single person that couldn't say it right. And I think it was 45,000 soldiers.
That's so many.
That were killed.
Imagine if you just had a lisp and you're from their country who was, like, I know you.
We grew up together. We went to the same school.
I can't trust you anymore.
And then. Yeah.
Accents.
Yeah.
Accents. Do Midwesterns have accents? I've always considered Midwest the most bland of all the accents.
I think we're like the base, like the standard of talking.
Like no one's lower than this.
No, as it were the standard. It's like everyone else is just different.
Oh, right. So we're normal.
We're the normal
ones. We're the normal.
I think so. One more thing about accents, real quick, is that, you know that chimpanzees have accents?
What?
Yeah, so two groups were integrated at the Edinburgh Zoo, and the staff started focusing on the grunt that the chimps used to signify apples. The Scottish chimps communicated with a much lower tone than the Dutch ones.
Hey!
Give me that apple. Over about 3 years, the chimps adjusted their calls to be more similar together.
Wow.
So they could change. You can change your accent.
When people move places, they start adopting the accent, whether they know it or not. Is there an accent that you find mesmerizing, like you just listen to all day?
I really enjoy, it's really random, but like Ukrainian.
Really?
I really like the accent. Okay. Only when they're speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
I like when they try to speak English.
That's fun.
I like it a lot. You?
I always love a good Australian.
Of course, basic.
Everyone loves an Australian. Other than that, I like a good British, too.
Classic. What kind of British? You know,
the classic. Not like. I don't know what you call it. Not like the beggar. On the street British, like where you see the movies and they're very aggressive. Okay. But like the dignified British, whatever you call that. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Maybe like Cockney. Old money kind of British.
Yes, old money. Old money. Not like the... I can't do it. I can't do British.
It's all right.
I can't do it.
No one's expecting
it. I almost tried, but it would have butchered it like I butchered Trump earlier. So...
So that was sneezing in other accents.
That's sneezing in other accents in a nutshell for you. Does it happen? Probably.
Maybe.
Who knows?
If you can cry in another accent, if you can think in another accent, if you grunt in another accent,
You think monkeys are listening to this?
I hope we can get big enough for a planet throughout the zoos.
Can we have a new segment in our podcast?
Okay.
This is very random. Can we have a segment about Narbis?
Narbis.
Like, fun fact that, like, so we can cut this if you don't want this in, but, like, what if Narbis brings us a fun fact or, like, a tip for the week?
Just a random Narbis tip of the week.
Like a Narbis tip. And so Narbis says, and just
Narbis says. Okay, I like that.
It's very random.
I like it.
So go ahead. Is there anything this week? We'll circle back to that. Is there anything this week that stuck out to you, maybe in your spiritual life, that you wanted to share?
There's one thing that that stuck out to me in Bible reading this week. It comes from Psalms 27:14. It says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So waiting on the Lord has just been really on my heart. And like, even like, it was on my heart before I even started reading. And I read that. And like, because I knew I needed to be waiting on the Lord for some things in my life. And I knew I needed to just trust him. But I just like, I was having such a problem with doing that. And so then I read that. And it was really just like, it was the Lord speaking to me. And that's the verse he used. Just, you know, waiting on the Lord. And then he says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart." I'm like, why do you need courage to wait? But I feel like when you're waiting, then there's like fear because you're out of control. And when you feel that you're out of control, you take things into your own hand, which is just unbelief. And then you totally lose sight of who God is and his abilities. But when we just wait on him, give him all power, give him all control, then it says he'll strengthen your heart and he's in control. And so just waiting and trusting in the Lord has really been in my heart.
That's really good. Something that I read legitimately right before we recorded this podcast.
Oh, nice.
Was the verse that says, "Whatsoever thy hand find to do, do with all thy might. See a need, fill a need."
See a need.
So wait on the Lord, get your strength from the Lord, but then when he tells you to do something, do it.
Just do it.
When you're in his will and there's things you got to get done, when there's roles that he's called you to fill, do it with all your might, trusting that he's the one behind you, giving you the help.
Absolutely. There's the things power. We know that are God's will. That's things that please him.
Yeah.
So if there's something you know that needs to be done,
do it.
Do it.
With all the might. Give your best for the Lord. If you see a need, why don't you fill it?
Hey.
Oh, fill it, don't you know?
Achoo! I don't know what that accent that was. But, well, is that everything for this week 11?
I guess so. I mean, I think I have a Narbis Says.
Oh, sweet. Well, let's finish off with Narbis Says. And
all right, well, let's have the band. Well, I'm looking for this.
I didn't put that in last week, by the way.
I noticed, but that's okay. If you want to bring it back, we're going to not have it. All right. This is actually a fun fact with Narbis. Okay. Welcome to Narbis Says. All right, Narbis says this. Fun fact from Narbis for your week. For those who don't know, Narbis is our turtle. Walruses can eat up to 6,000 clams in one day. 6,000 clams.
How much does a clam weigh?
I have no clue. Walruses are big beasts. Those are huge.
Wow. You said 6,000.
6,000 clams in one day.
Oh.
It's like, can you eat, you can't, I can't even eat 6,000 fries in one day.
I think I could.
Okay, video challenge. Eating 6,000 fries in one day.
All right, let's see here. Looks like they're about, four of them would be a pound.
Whoa. Okay. Well, so can we do that math?
Divided by 6,000 divided by four, right?
Yeah.
And then times a turtle, times Narbis.
Times Narbis.
No, it'd just be 1,500 pounds.
1,500 pounds of clams in one day. How much does an average walrus weigh? Can we find that out?
Absolutely we can.
Goodness, Narbis, thanks for this. I think we need to get a... Can we make a Narbis stuffed animal to sell?
They weigh 2,200 pounds.
So they're eating over half their body weight every day. Okay, well, it says can. I doubt that's regular.
Maybe. But all I know is, goodness, they're half... I mean, they're half clam.
Yeah. They're so clammy. What's with all the clam?
Half walrus, half clam.
Half... That's right. But all weird.
Walruses are so funny looking.
They're funny animals. Anyway, thanks, Narbis. That was fun. Hey.
We did it. Week 11. I'm happy we've done it every week so far. So.
Yep.
We're doing it. And we're here to stay.
We're here to stay. Just so you know.
So, have a good week.
Yes.
See you need.
Go ahead and fill it.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In. All right, wait in the Lord. Do with all your might. Mm. Be gone.
You're dismissed. Love you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. When you subscribe to the Patreon, keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.